This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome to Same Brain. Today is going to be a special episode talking all about the new Apple event that just happened.
Oh, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah. Should we roll the intro?
Yes.
Roll that intro.
Well, let's just roll right into whatever was announced today, which was a lot of very exciting things.
Dude, hyped. Okay, let's just start from the beginning and kind of work our way because, you know, the iPhone SE, before they talked about the iPhone SE, there's new iPhone 13 colors.
I was going to say Apple TV Plus. They were, you know, that was kind of, that was exciting. A lot of new movies coming, a lot of new stuff for Apple TV Plus.
So I was prepping to start taking notes. I actually kind of missed the beginning. So what happened?
Well, honestly, I was also like, I was in the shower trying to get ready, like starting watching it. I just know that there was like a lot of new movies coming and basically just saying there's a lot more Apple TV content coming. So that's exciting because I've watched everything.
Me too. And there's the baseball series.
Yeah, Friday Night Baseball. That doesn't excite me, but I am excited for those people who are into that. But for the new iPhone 13, we got a new color.
Yeah, well, it's two new colors. I mean, it's one color, green, but they look a little different.
It's green.
It's green. I think they called it an alpine green on the 13 Pro.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
Okay, so two new greens.
It's probably really exciting for people who would have bought that when the iPhone first came out, and that would have been the color that they would have chosen. Too bad.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Maybe you wanted to wait until March. Now you can have it.
You can. So maybe, yeah.
Or maybe they just bought a green case and they're like, well.
Because honestly, like
I didn't mean to do that.
Did you do that?
I accidentally did that when I took.
Which phone did you buy?
Dude, I didn't even know the color of my phone.
I forgot you had the blue.
I thought I had a white phone.
I thought silver. I had the silver. I have the gold.
You have the, we both thought we had different phones?
Yes.
We are not well. Okay.
Oh my gosh. All right,
so I just took my case off for the first time. And if you're watching on YouTube, I'm showing you that I have the blue iPhone, which I am shooketh because I thought I had the silver.
I thought I had the silver. I have the gold.
Well,
huh.
Interesting.
So it really doesn't matter what color you have.
No, but if you are that type of person who, you know, doesn't use a case, I have to use a case because this phone's a little slippery and I'm a little reckless.
Yeah, I need to get a new cover on here too. Honestly, my favorite screen protector is D-Brand.
Yeah.
Like I have not found one that is better. Like I have destroyed this thing and it's starting to finally crack, but like that's after this has actually gone through a lot with me.
I just had to take my screen protector off because it wasn't a good one and it was very shattered and very, very bad.
But I'm gonna order a new D-Brand one, so I'll give you, because it comes with two. So
click,
I'll
click two.
So please. Then we'll get four.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah, okay, so we have new green color, which is exciting. We also have the new iPhone SE 3, right? It's the third.
Yeah, so they've taken a lot of kind of the things that we love about the iPhone 13, like the A15 Bionic chip, it's like the glass, the front and back is both from the iPhone 13. Some of the camera system, obviously there's only one camera on it, but they did take that camera from the iPhone 13 as well.
And we have 5G. Did the previous one not have 5G?
No,
interesting. It did not. So we now have 5G on the iPhone SE 3, which is pretty exciting. You also have the 12 megapixel camera with deep fusion. And let's see here. It's actually available on March 18th, which is coming up very, very quickly.
Starting at $429.
Yeah.
You can pre-order this Friday.
$30 price increase. Well, inflation, kids. There's inflation.
Everything has a
price increase. But yeah, it's pretty cool. The SE seems like a pretty powerful little device.
Yeah, and I feel like that's one of those things that, you know, if you are somebody who does want that iPhone, I was going to say the iPhone fingerprint, which technically is
the home button.
The home button. I mean, I love the fact that you can just... You just use your little finky.
Yeah.
Your little pingy.
I mean, everybody has their preferences. That is nice to have the Touch ID, right?
Mm-hmm. I love
Touch
it.
ID. Yeah. That's nice.
I still wish that the new iPhone had Touch ID, but it's fine. It's fine.
You know, it just feels right that it could go right here on the side.
I know. But. And then also the new iPad Air.
Oh, yeah.
As Jenna knows and has seen me use my iPad basically for the past like 3 months, I think.
It's basically... an accessory of your body now.
Yeah, no,
it's like,
I don't.
It's just like shoes, shirts, iPad.
I don't even like leave the house without it. Like it goes into my little backpack. Mm-hmm. It's really the only thing that I can fit in my backpack because it is the iPad Pro, the larger version.
That's big. It's like the 12 inch or wait?
It's the 12.9, yeah.
Wow.
So it goes, I have this little backpack that's like basically like my staple, my go-to. Like we were even in Bloomingdale's the other day. We went shopping. I had my iPad with me.
Don't tell people that. They're going to know.
I also...
You had your one backpack stolen, which was your other backpack that you kept your iPad in.
Yeah, but I didn't have it on my back, which is the problem. So if you think that you're going to take me down with my iPad,
nope.
I know where the femoral artery is, and I know how to get to it.
You could probably look it up with AR using the new technologies in the phones and then the iPads.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the iPad Air. So the new... iPad Air, it does come in with a new blue color. Did you see it?
Yes. Oh, always love the blue. And it does have the Touch ID built into the top button, which brings me back to why can't you put it in the phone?
You can't. Price increase. Anyway, it also, Jenna, has the new M1 chip, which is super hyped about that.
And it has the 10.9-inch liquid retina display. Advanced technologies like True Tone.
We love True Tone.
Who doesn't? Reflective coating. We do. Actually, I always turn off True Tone. I don't like it.
Yeah, because especially if you're doing video and you need to have like accurate color representation, it's not good for that. But for the normal everyday person who's not having to make sure you're color matching photos and videos, love it.
It's much easier on your eyes. I mean, I recently put my phone in all grayscale to prevent me from spending more time on my phone.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I'm still scrolling in black and white. But it is interesting because it's like, it definitely deterred me a little. I was like, well,
deterred? Did it deter you?
It deterred me. But I was like, okay, but also trying to post pictures and videos and do my job, I was like, oh, I kind of need to see what's happening here.
Yeah.
So I had to switch it back. Yeah, so True Tone is nice. It's probably, it's something I should use when it's like closer to bedtime so that I can have like softer, you know, colors and light or like light on my eyes when I'm staring at TikTok, but I don't.
It is actually a good idea. But what I'm also excited about is this now has support for the Magic Keyboard, which I love the Magic Keyboard. Also carry that around too.
It has support for it.
Support, yeah, because before the Magic Keyboard, I don't think you could use it with that. And so that's definitely exciting because that gives you that extra charging port. It gives you the trackpad and just the keyboard. So it basically kind of turns your iPad into, you know, like a little MacBook Pro.
That makes sense. That's pretty cool. I think in my AR, when I went on the Apple's website to look at the iPad Air, that was what it was attached to, right? The Magic Keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So also it has 5G. Did you say 5G?
No.
Did you say that?
No. Not yet.
Okay. Yes. It also has 5G, which is super exciting. And they also teased a new iMovie. Did you hear that? Did you catch that?
No, I didn't catch that.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was like very subtle. They're like, oh yes. And a new iMovie coming out later this year or later this month.
Next month.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Soon.
I think it said next month.
Okay.
So I'm very excited to see what that looks like.
It also has a new camera. Yeah. I'm excited about the new camera because now have the stage mode.
Yeah.
It'll keep you in the center, which that works on FaceTime, Zoom, and WebEx.
Something else that is kind of exciting about the iPad is
2 times faster graphics.
I started saying that and then I couldn't think fast enough.
You need a faster processor.
I need a faster processor.
We need to upgrade
you. I was like, I know there's something else, but now I can't think of what it got.
If only you had an 8-core CPU that delivers 60% faster performance like the new M1 chip in the iPad.
Dude, my processor needs a freaking upgrade because I'm foggy.
Oh, same.
And you're coming out of like post-COVID. I'm just existing. I think this is just the old age coming in.
It's not great.
This is a side note, but last night I was Googling some things to help improve my brain. And so you may have noticed there's some little goodies downstairs.
I was
like ordering like flaxseed oil, like all this like weird stuff. And I got it this morning. Amazon delivered it. I
took some tart cherry juice last night to help with my inflammation.
Does that help with brain fog?
No, I don't know.
Hmm. I'll add that to my list. We'll take it. I have no clue. I don't know. Anyway.
If only we could upgrade our bodies, like we could upgrade these devices. Fascinating.
I'm exhausted. Anyway, I was also looking up some foods to eat too. So I've got a whole thing down there in my fridge of some things I'm going to be biohacking myself with.
Well, also on the iPad, you can connect to drives, docks, cameras, and more using USB-C with 2x faster transfer speeds. What about that?
I'm actually very excited about that, especially because a lot of these cameras and things, like you've got huge files. Like, to be able to transfer those quickly to the iPad, and with the iPad Pro, you know, doing those sorts of things and actually connecting external drives and devices to it, like, love that.
She likes that.
She does. Okay. So iPad Pro. Done. Yeah. Now we roll into John in the basement. No. Sorry. Give him a clap.
I hit the wrong button.
John in the basement.
Why was he in the basement?
I don't know. He's in the secret laboratory.
That sounds cool.
But I know when we go to the basement, like, something cool is going to happen. And the rumors, we all thought that Apple was going to be announcing the M2 chip, upgrading the Mac Mini, upgrading like the 13-inch M1 MacBook. No.
You're scared. I thought you were choking. I was like, were you okay?
I was choking. I'm so shooketh about what they announced. What?
Are you saying words? Someone's not making sense.
No, I feel so silly. Okay. They took 2 freaking M1 Max chips and connected them together.
And they connected them together. They connected them the M1 Ultra.
Oh.
I go, wait a minute.
I said also.
I have old technology.
You do.
I was like, what?
Well, we don't. We have a new. We only have one.
Oh, my God. Let's put our MacBooks together.
Oh, my God. We can. You want to do some surgery? We can take them apart. And we can stick those 2 M1 Maxes together.
Yeah, but then it makes a big boy. And then I'm like, please do not make the MacBook any bigger. It's already quite heavy and large. But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, you guys, we've been played.
I mean, when you look at this diagram, hopefully, Tyler, if you're still watching this right here, there will be a graphic showing the timeline, the size comparison between like the M1, the M1 Pro, the M1 Max, and then the M1 Ultra.
It was wild. It's huge.
I changed my Twitter to I just seen Ultra.
I saw.
Yeah.
I didn't comment because I feel like I've replied to every one of your tweets, but I saw that and I was like, nice.
Yeah.
Did anybody think it was going to be called Ultra?
No, I didn't see any rumors about that. Man. And it's interesting because they also said that this was like something that they never talked about. Like, it was a secret.
Well, they did a good job because I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
Mm. I also don't ever look at rumors because I'm like, I don't care. Just let me know like what I need to know. Thought it was interesting though, with the studio, I made a little joke on Twitter.
What did you say?
I said,
I missed that.
I said, let me pull up my tweet. I'm pulling up my tweet because there was a GIF in it. It said, Microsoft over there, like, we named it Studio first.
That is a good point.
Look at the...
They did.
There's a GIF.
It's a GIF.
You can follow me on Twitter. Sometimes I say funny things.
Jenna's pretty funny. That's actually a good point.
I was like, oh, the studio. Interesting.
Hmm.
I mean, to be fair, the Surface Studio is... Well, I mean, it's basically like, you know, their pro version of like a...
Yeah.
PC desktop, you know, while as the Mac Studio is like a tiny little thing, which don't worry, you can buy the display separately.
Well, yeah.
It's interesting though. Did you spec out one of the Mac Studios?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm drinking coffee in between pauses. That's actually tea. It's a pomegranate blueberry tea latte, to be precise.
They took it off the menu and put it back on the menu because she ordered so many times.
Yeah, I was like, hey, this isn't on the menu. They're like, oh, let's see if we have it. Well, let me tell you what's in stock at my local CBTL.
Now it's there.
Pomegranate blueberry tea latte. They're like, oh God, she's back again.
So let's start. Okay, do you want to talk about the display or do you want to talk
about
the chip. Let's go back and talk about the studio.
Well, yeah, I'm not done with the studio yet. So I was taking notes and then I just like stopped because they kept saying it's like this percentage faster than this and this and this and this. I was like, oh my God. Like I was actually freaking out.
Yeah, so with the M1 Ultra, we have 20-core CPU up to 64-core GPU, up to 128 gigs unified memory, which is double. Basically, everything is double the M1 Max. 800 gigabit per second memory bandwidth. So it is twice as powerful as the M1 Max.
It has an SD card slot.
I know.
I love the fact that they have 2 USB ports on the front. And I think there's also, if you do choose the Ultra, because you can choose between 2 chips. You can get the M1 Max or you can get the M1 Ultra.
Do they have the same ports?
Same the same ports, but I think that I read that the Thunderbolt 4 ports would be on the front as opposed to USB-C on the Max
well,
version.
Well, I love that it has USB type A.
Right.
Thank you. Because like, we're not really done with that. Like everybody's trying to be done with it, but like, we're not done with it.
Like I'm done with it, but I'm not.
I'm done. Yeah. But I'm not.
No.
It's like they still exist. They're still everywhere.
Especially for my ledger.
Yes, I know. And then I'm like, well, now where's the dongle? But then it's like, then I also moved to CF Express cards. But now I'm like, well, now I'm moving back to regular SD cards because you guys are, Apple's finally integrating them back into their products. It's a confusing time to be consumers. I'm confused.
Well, here's something too that people were saying on Twitter. They're like, do I need to upgrade? Do I have to upgrade? No, like this studio is not aimed at sort of like entry-level consumers or creators or an everyday kind of average person who's just going to be doing computing things. That's what the iMac is for.
Yes.
That's what even like the Mac Mini. These are sort of more pro-grade things, mm-hmm. which the crazy part about this is they teased there's going to be a Mac Pro. So this isn't even like pro. And I'm already so freaking overwhelmed by how incredible these specs are and the fact that the M1 Ultra is starting at $39.99.
Yeah, not bad actually. But they said that, did they say that the Ultra was going to be, oh my God, there's so many different words. The Mac Studio was going to be 80% more powerful than the Mac Pro.
I don't know the
percentage. It was something very aggressive. I want to say it was like 80% more powerful than that. And I just thought about your very expensive Mac Pro.
Well, but here's also the thing. The MacBook Pro M1 Max that I have right now that is completely spec'd out,
yeah,
it is like the perfect computer.
Yeah.
Like there is nothing about that right now that I have ever felt that I needed more of anything. Now, will I be able to do 18 streams of ProRes 422? No.
Well, you don't do that.
No, I know.
I literally have like two little video clips I throw into a timeline.
Yeah, it's really wild. But like, I just am saying, like for me, like yeah, the studio is going to be incredible. But I have loved so much just having my little MacBook,
yeah,
docking it to my Pro Display XDRs, taking it on the go, and it's just like that seamlessness for me has been so awesome.
That's basically, I mean, you know, I only use basically my MacBook for editing because I like to have everything in the same. In the same place, and it's been great. Although I still feel like I regret not getting the 14-inch, just because it's big.
It is,
but very big.
This
for
is
travel.
Kind of where now, of course, you're going to need a display. That's where the studio display kind of comes into play. This thing looks awesome. Now, I saw a bunch of people on Twitter, even some of my tech friends, saying that it's too expensive. It's a little like, you know, overhyped. But I have loved the Pro Display XDRs, and the one thing that I have kind of wished that it had was, wow, I'd really wish this had some speakers or a built-in webcam,
yeah,
or a microphone so that I can just do these calls. So it's basically like an iMac without the insides.
Yeah, so it has the A13 chip. It starts at $15.99. It's a 27-inch 5K Retina display with the 12 megapixel ultra-wide camera with center stage, which means it'll keep you in the center for Zoom, WebEx, and FaceTime.
There you go. And it's the same camera that is in the iPads as well.
600 nits of brightness, though. Not that bright.
I missed that stat.
So it says 600 nits brightness, which I feel like isn't that bright. I think the
Pro Display XDR is obviously like, you know, $4,000, sort of like $3,500 more. So that definitely is it is a more way premium display.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I did like that this has is it has the nano texture display option.
That is nice.
Which for the Pro Displays is $1,000 more. And so this one, I think it's $300
more. More.
Yeah, which is not bad. But they also give you various stand displays.
I like that. Yeah. So you have the tilt adjustable stand and the tilt and height adjustable stand, which is pretty nice. It also has the mount adapter options, which is pretty cool.
But I would recommend getting the tilt, the adjust, which is also a couple hundred dollars more too.
It can so that's fast how they charge get you. Your 14-inch MacBook Pro, but not the 16-inch. She says.
It'll still charge it.
Just won't fast charge it. Are you sure? Have you tried?
Yes, because that's what I do over here. I don't have my computer plugged in.
That's a brag.
I can't talk.
Well, it can fast charge the 14-inch MacBook Pro. Yes, so it has three USB-C ports that you can connect, power, charge your devices. It also has three mics and six speakers with the spatial audio, which is pretty great. Yeah. Did you listen to today's Apple event with spatial audio?
No.
I've had my iPhone just blasted on speaker as I carried it around my house running different errands and doing different chores.
So. Yeah, I didn't do that. I didn't.
I thought we were going to get, I mean, we could talk about this later, but I thought we were going to get a VR announcement.
I thought we were only because they called it peak performance, but I guess we were just getting a little peek at the performance.
Yeah, that could really go either way.
Yeah, Jen and I did a little metaverse VR
excursion
the other day, and I set it up in the morning and I was so motion sick just from doing the setup. I was like, oh my God, okay, I have to film this video now after that. And then we hop back in. And I was so sick. Like, I had to just go lay down. Like, I was on the couch, like, trying to not throw up on myself.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the metaverse just, like, chilling on the couch like this. And then it was weird because it's like I would reach out for something and I'm like, oh, there's a wall there because I was sitting. But, yeah, it's pretty interesting. So I am curious for when Apple does decide to kind of do it. I mean, the rumors were saying it was going to be announced probably at this event.
Yeah, but I tweeted something about how excited I was for when Apple decides to jump into the VR AR space. And they're like, well, if you get motion sickness, you're going to get motion sickness in that as well. That is a very high probability. But the thing is with Apple is they are very careful about making sure that their software and their hardware is optimized to work very well together. Whereas some of these other headsets, you're just like any developer could just throw a piece of whatever content app. Yeah. And it's like that type of movement that is not properly like aligned or not the proper frame rate or ratio or anything like that can really mess you up. So that's what I'm excited about. And also just like the headsets are heavy and things like that. So just having Apple kind of refine a lot of those aspects is what I'm excited about.
I was very dizzy inside my headset. Very dizzy. And it felt like it was pulling down my eye sockets.
Yeah.
I was like, my eye sockets are being pulled.
It was, and I did some adjusting trying to help and I tried to do a lot of things. Someone also told me that we should put a fan on you.
Why?
I don't know. That's what they said.
It wasn't hot.
Yeah, but it helps you.
Motion.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, oh, well, my temperature was okay. Thank you. Yeah. I did have the adjustable strap. Did you put the
cup? I did.
It was nice. That was nice. Someone also said if you put the other battery, it helps stabilize.
Another
the
battery?
Yeah, there's like an external battery that you can add to the headset, which will also help stabilize and keep it charged longer.
But so I got to put a battery on my head now, too?
I mean, apparently. I'm not sure. Look,
well, I had mine plugged in. Mine was plugged in. Because I was recording the screen, so I was full battery.
Well, they were also saying that if Apple does release the headset, it's probably going to be like anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000, which is pricey. You know what would be cool? Like I was thinking like being on a plane and like having my headset on, like watching my movie in my headset. Yeah.
Well, I was just gonna say I bought a freaking polishing cloth for however much that was. I don't even remember.
That's pretty true. That's also a true statement. Do you think you're going to get the Mac Studio?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get it, but I think, I mean, obviously to do like a review and stuff like that, but I just feel like my workflow that I have right now with my Pro Display XDRs coming in, connecting my MacBook to the OWC Thunderbolt dock, like everything just works so perfect. And I'm just so happy with it that like, I don't want to like mess with that. But also this thing is so powerful.
Yeah,
like,
you can, nuts. It can also go up to 8 terabytes, which is also kind of crazy because that's exactly what's in my, like that's what's in my MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm. Imagine a MacBook Pro with that big beefy Ultra. That would just be too much.
No, I mean, that'll definitely be something that is eventually, it has to be like it's on the horizon. And I'm so excited though, to see like, if this is what we're getting in not a pro device. Yeah, this isn't a pro. This is basically like a beefed up Mac Mini, which we thought we were going to get. No, we didn't get a Mac Mini. We got a freaking
Mac Studio.
We got a beefy.
So then do you think they're going to be like, oh, here's a Mac Studio Pro? Or would they say?
It'll be probably the Mac Pro.
Oh, maybe.
Honestly, I don't know. Mac Studio Pro, I'm not sure. But
Studio Ultra.
I did see, it was like the yesterday or the day before. I'm not sure whenever I tweeted it. But I saw like Mac Rumors posted something about the display as a leaked rumor. And I go, oh my God, this is beautiful.
It is pretty nice. It is very, very nice.
Yeah, I like really, it a lot. Really like that.
And it's only what, in the silver, which is nice.
Yeah, but they also announced some new keyboards with Touch ID. The new
they did?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same one that comes with like the iMac, but it's like the extended keyboard with the black keys.
Okay, so say
black mouse, black trackpad.
So say you buy the Mac Studio. Yeah. You buy the display. You then have to buy the keyboard and mouse as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so.
You guys.
Well,
I guess that's okay because it's like maybe you already have a mouse. Maybe you already have a keyboard.
Okay, but like most PCs that you go out and buy.
Yeah, you buy a separate keyboard.
They're not giving you, I mean, some all-in-ones. Yeah. Like, you know.
It's true. These are true things. I'm not as mad.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, like the last HP review I did, which was a full-size tower, didn't come with a keyboard. But you know what did come with a keyboard? Like that HP one, like the studio does come with a keyboard though. The
Surface Studio. With a keyboard. Yeah. And I think a mouse and a pen. Mm. Comes with a pen. The pen sticks nicely on the display.
Yeah, it's great.
I've knocked it off many times though. Just goes flying. Yeah, it's interesting. That I will say, it is very interesting. I mean, the display looks very nice. 27 inches. Kind of, it's nice size.
Oh, it's great.
And how many displays did it say you could plug into the Mac Studio? It was like something insane.
That's like actually a good question.
Four or five displays.
Was it three or was it four? But also I think three displays and then a 4K TV, I think. Because I think that was what the M1 Max's capacity was for just the single chip. So I don't think you can do any more than that. And then one 4K display, like a TV or something.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know.
I don't even know what I would look at.
Everything. Oof. Well, even so now, I have my Pro Display, like one is like horizontal, and they have the other one vertical, which is where I put all of like my video files and stuff. So it's so great just to be able to have that and organize. I'm wondering though. I'm wondering. Do you know what I'm wondering?
If we should take this to Twitter and read the questions we've been asked.
1 second. I forgot that I tweeted that.
I know.
So, okay, we will do that. If the Pro Display or Studio Display goes vertical, I don't think it does.
Well, no, it says that's you have the mount for that. Look at my notes. Check this out.
I saw that.
Check it out. Check it.
Yeah, but.
So I feel like
But that's only for a custom thing. So it wouldn't be built into this.
So
though.
I don't think it goes vertical. I think that's if you want to have a custom option, then you would get the mount and you would. Do it that way. I feel like if it did it, they would have done like a cool transition where like they moved the display and they moved the camera. They would do a real Apple-y thing. So I don't think so. But
I keep clearing my throat.
You're doing it in the microphone.
I know. I should go over here.
But yeah, so like it does give you that option with the Vesa mount adapter option.
Yeah.
So an option, but you know, you just gotta figure it out.
Let's take it to Twitter.
So Justine. Got on her Twitter account, twitter.com/iJustine.
That's me.
And she said that we are going to be answering questions for Same Brain, which
I forgot.
Is news to me. But now I know. So we're going to take it to Twitter. Okay. Do you see a Mac Studio replacing your Mac Pro anytime soon?
Honestly, my MacBook Pro has replaced my Mac Pro. So, I mean, yeah, 100%.
So you see your Mac Studio replacing the Mac Pro?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll still probably use my MacBook Pro for everything because let's be really barely do any work now on my computer. So, but if I was in the, in the market for the Mac Studio, it's very, very cool. I just don't need to spend like another $10,000 on a computer.
No, you don't. You don't. I mean, the MacBook Pro right now is so perfect.
Yeah, like it's pretty great.
Honestly.
The display is interesting. Can I use the display with my MacBook?
Yes, of course.
And I don't know why I would.
Why wouldn't you?
Why would I?
You have such a bigger display. Like, that's what I do over there.
Yeah, but I could get any monitor.
Ew.
Okay, ew. Interesting. Okay. Do you want to pick one?
Sure.
Make sure you screenshot for Tyler.
I'm trying. Okay, let's see. Oh, wow. I just refreshed. Oh. So, will I max out the Mac Studio? I mean, come on. Do you even know me? Do you even know who I am? Do you even know who I am? I'm Anna Delvey. Did you get the wire?
I sent the wire.
My father will be so delighted.
Do you even know who I am? I'm Anna Delvey.
Did you not get my wire?
I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you.
run the cards again.
We are easily distracted here on Same Brain. Okay. What do we think of the new green color?
I think it's great. I mean, green is not my color. I know that's probably Tyler's color. Yeah. I think he's going to be super hyped up about that. And I think that he wishes, I know 100% that he wishes that it was on the 13, and he hopes that it is in the next iPhone 14.
Yeah.
Oh my I'm gosh, speaking
iPhone
for
14,
him.
I am not ready for that.
Dude, it's going to be here before you know it.
Yeesh. Sheesh.
What are your thoughts on the discontinuation of the 27-inch iMac and no potential option of the M1 Pro as an iMac? That we know of.
What?
I mean, the iMac is, well, I mean, we have the M1 iMac. So I definitely feel like there's going to be some sort of something in between. Like there will be another iMac because I do feel like the studio isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
The display isn't for everyone. Taking that display technology and making that into an iMac Pro, per se, I feel like will definitely happen.
I'm overwhelmed.
I am too.
I'm like thinking about it and I'm just like overwhelmed.
Sean wants to know if we should get the cookie cake from Sweet Ease again. Frosting or no frosting?
That is a very important question. I would say always frosting.
Yeah, definitely
frosting.
Because
if you don't get frosting on a cookie cake, it's just a giant cookie, not a cake. Right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say I have to take a break from eating sugar.
Yeah, I'm getting ulcers on my tongue.
I will still have my latte. That has not been this.
Well, your birthday's coming up, so it's part of the rules that you have to eat birthday cake on your birthday. Okay. I don't make the rules.
Just get a small, like real small cake.
Do you want a cookie cake?
Maybe let's just get like a mini cupcake and be like, this is all you can have.
A mini cupcake? Absolutely not.
Okay, someone said NFT profile picture. Okay, opinion discarded. Well, you know what I can do? I can block your mouth because I don't need
your
to hear you.
Your mouth has officially been blocked.
No, actually I just muted them because then I don't want them to know that they got blocked.
Somebody wants to know how come you never curl your hair?
I don't have time for that.
She's Anna Delvey.
I don't have time for that. Honestly, I don't even dry my hair. Like I literally like I get a shower, I brush it and I walk around the house real fast. So
that it dries. Real fast.
I'm like, dry. I curl it like once every 3 months when I feel real sassy.
That makes sense. Okay, here we go. This is a loaded question. If you could buy a Mac Studio with M1 Max 128 of RAM, 1 terabyte, or M1 Ultra 64 RAM, 512 storage, which would you buy? I would just go Ultra.
What is the question?
Well, because it's two different options. So it's like you can get the M1 Max.
Okay.
Or the M1 Ultra with like different variations. So M1 Max, 128 gigs of RAM, 1 terabyte, or M1 Ultra, 64 gigs of RAM, only 512 storage.
Travis, I don't like this question. This is putting me in a pickle.
I would go, I mean, I always like to have more storage.
So do I.
But if you have more power.
Oh, let me see this again. I need to really think
really
about
thinking
it.
About it.
Because I definitely do feel like you're going to want more RAM. You're going to want to have...
I know.
More, yeah. I because like, I don't think I could even survive with 512 gigs of storage.
No, I couldn't. That's like one update.
That's like a crime. But that's kind of where it gets interesting because when you do start updating, like the price does obviously start going up. But the fully maxed out Ultra version was like $8,000.
Okay. Which was basically the same of the MacBook.
Yeah.
But with the MacBook, you have a display. So you need to add on the display, which is going to add another $15 to $2,000. If you're in California, that adds 10% tax.
You might also have a monitor already, so you're not going to need one.
Yeah.
But are you going to want one? Yeah.
Yeah. That was a really hard question.
I know. That was tough.
I just feel like, I mean, the M1 Max is great.
Dude, I'm so excited to test it out. Like, I am so excited. Like, yeah. I really can't wait.
We didn't answer your question because we didn't like it. Too hard.
It was very difficult. But I honestly think that I would have to take the largest storage.
Yeah, you think so?
Actually, no.
Because you have external hard drives.
I have external hard drives, but I do like the I need more RAM too. I don't like this. I don't like that question. And I know it's a very important question because that's probably one that a lot of people are going to be looking to find out.
Yeah, I know.
We won't know until we start testing.
For some reason, I feel like if you're going to get the new, like for me, if I was like, okay, I'm between M1 Max, I'd be like, I'm just going to get a MacBook Pro. But like the new Mac Studio, I'd be like, I'm going full throttle. Give me the Ultra. Let's go.
Yeah. I do feel like if you are going to be getting that, you might as well spec it out because like that's going to be a great device for a pretty long time.
Yeah.
You know? So like, I think that if you are going to do it, like find the extra funds somehow, do what you need to do because like you're not going to have to upgrade that for a while, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, if I was going to get the M1 Max, I would be like, well, I'm just going to get a laptop, like a MacBook because
yeah,
you know, it comes with a display and you can hook it up to an external monitor and you can still probably have a, I was going to say a more affordable device with basically the same specs.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not a professional. apparently I'm supposed to be, but I'm not.
I'm definitely excited to try these out and kind of just really get my hands on them and edit. I mean, I just, this is like, this is what I live for.
It's true.
The new Apple tech. Like
I don't live for it as much, but I am excited about it.
Yeah.
Like I mean, I use it. I literally use all, like I use it daily. I use my phone. I use my computer. I use all of this stuff every single day.
I love my iPad.
Dude, I don't even have
it. I love my iPad.
I don't have an iPad.
Jenna doesn't have an iPad?
Isn't that weird? I do not own an iPad. The last iPad I purchased was because I needed it to fly a drone, which was so long ago.
I was like, this was like when we first started flying drones. I was so, like, yeah, you definitely need an iPad for
and
that.
And I bought it and then we didn't fly the drone and I don't know. I don't know. I just...
The iPad is an interesting device because it's not for everyone. And it kind of is one of those things, like if you're a content creator or if you're an artist or something like that, like that's where, you know, why did that light come on over there?
Ghosts.
Just hold on a second. I think I was. Guys, like a light came on in like this hallway area and there's no one else here.
I mean, there could be. Where'd Maddie go?
He's right there.
He's literally sleeping.
He did not protect. He
didn't even budge. She's like,
dude, that was scary. We're gonna end this now because I need to go see if someone is in the studio.
I have to go shoot my recap video.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching. I'm very much looking forward to getting a chance to review these things. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/samebrain. If you want to leave us voice messages, which we did not take today.
We did not.
Same brain, anchor.fm/samebrain. And you can check out our YouTube channels. Am I Justine? It's me, Jenna E. Is it me, Jenna E?
No, it's Jenna E, Zarek. It's me, Jenna E was like a decade ago.
Yeah, but like when I go to your YouTube channel, that's what I go to.
Type in Jenna E, Zarek.
Slash Jenna E, Zarek?
Yeah, it works.
Really?
Both actually work.
No way.
Which I don't know why or how, but I don't understand.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's lovely. But before you go, Jenna, can you help me move this desk over a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we doing it now, live?
No, we're not going to do it live, but I just wanted to make sure I don't forget because I tried to move it by myself and I messed up the carpet.
Not a problem.
All right, guys. I'm glad that you know what we're going to be doing after this.
Big plans.
Huge plans.
Cheers.
We'll see you guys in the next one. Cheers. Oh, we're cheersing.
Oh, I was okay. Cheersing you.
Whatever. Bye.